Blackstone Publishing presents Orbs 3, Redemption, by Nicholas Sansbury Smith. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. Chapter 1. Captain Rick Noble sat silently in his chair, stroking his freshly shaved face with two fingers. He traced a circular pattern across his jawline. The unfamiliar smoothness of his skin felt as foreign to him as the aliens he watched silently creep across the screen hovering above his desk. The video feed, recorded weeks before their mission to Colorado Springs, was a source of morbid fascination for him. He had watched it a dozen times now, replaying the film over and over with the hope of learning something new about the aliens. But each time the grainy feed revealed little about the insect-like creatures, and each time he watched one of his soldiers get torn apart, he felt the regret any commander inevitably felt after leading men into battle. A flash of movement pulled him closer to the screen. The horde of aliens surrounded a single figure. The camera mounted to the chopper had managed to catch the last heroic act of Marine Sergeant Ash Overton. Noble flinched when the first spider sank its claws through the Marine's matte black armor, but he did not close his eyes. Noble focused on the screen. He owed it to the man. Overton had given his life to save one of his soldiers. Watching the sacrifice filled Noble with strength. There were still honorable men to fight a merciless army. The skin on his forearms tingled, goosebumps forming as he remembered his father. The man had been a firm believer that humanity would eventually destroy itself. He had drilled that into Noble's head from a young age. The retired soldier claimed that the end would come sooner rather than later. All that time, Noble thought his father was just another washed-up, paranoid commander. But his father had been right. He was goddamned right, Noble thought. The corner of his mouth twisted as he recalled what his dad used to say. The apocalypse will bring out the best and the worst in men. When the horsemen come, you will have to decide what type of man you are and if you will run from the horrors or fight. Noble turned away from the screen and eyed a picture of his late father. Like his father, Noble believed that all men were created equal. In war, that meant either side could win. But what if you weren't fighting men? What if the enemy was more advanced and intelligent than his father could ever have imagined?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?